Hello?
Paulie from 95 BFM.
Yeah, how's things?
Good, mate, how are you?
Yeah, groovy, man, all good.
You're on a big tour.
Yeah, coming out on Tuesday, so that'll be fun, out to New Zealand.
Now, I was reading that your new album was recorded in the a studio that you built yourself, because you've got quite a family history in all aspects of the music that you play.
Yeah, that's right. We have our own studio in Camden Town, and it was an old Indian restaurant, but we converted it into a studio. And originally, it was in my mum's house when we lived at home, like in a back room. But now we've managed to move it somewhere kind of bigger and stuff, so we can do more with it.
The other thing I was wondering on the way in was, you know, being a family band, because mum and dad are in the band too when you play live, aren't they?
Yeah.
And do any of you ever play with anyone else?
Yeah, we've all played with other people and done projects with other people and sat in with other bands at gigs and stuff. Yeah.
And I did see you last time you were out here, and everyone plays everything. Is that always the same? You know, is that your song for the drums or the guitar or whatever, or do you mix it up?
I think it's quite good because we can swap around on different songs, and yeah, we always play the same thing for a given song. It's good because you can kind of get a different sound, and also, like, if you're playing guitar for a few songs, you kind of get bored and you're like, oh man, I want to play some drums, you know, and it keeps it interesting, you know. For me, as well as the listener, hopefully.
Yeah, it is really interesting for the audience, I think. You know, so you get to the point where you think, all right, what's going to happen next? Which is a great way to feel at a show, you know, who's going to move over to the kit or whatever. And
yeah.
What's Tan Tan, the trumpet player, is he with you on the tour?
Yeah, he'll be with us.
Oh, fantastic.
He's still going strong and playing good and getting the crowd going and stuff. Yeah. So
when did it all start? Because you were just kids, eh? Like 15, 16, 17 when you first sort of got recognised. But how long have you been playing together?
Well, we've been playing since about 2000, actually. So at which point I was like 10, 11.
Yeah.
And Kitty was kind of 8, sort of. And Daisy was like 12. So yeah, about then. We used to go to a little pub in Camden here where they'd have music on a Sunday afternoon, and the bloke who ran it just said, do you want to come up and do a song? And I was like, yeah, okay, you know. So and then there was a drum kit there, so Kitty kind of joined in, and then it just happened like that organically, really. We did it again, and then someone was like, oh, do you want to do a few more songs at my club or whatever? And it just went like that. And that's why we're called Kitty, Daisy, Lewis, because someone said, do you want to come and play a festival? What's your band name? And we were like, well, we haven't got a band name because we're not really a band. But he just wrote Kitty, Daisy, Lewis on the poster, and that was it, really.
Oh, fantastic. It's great that there's no novelty to that, you know? It's like the music's serious, proper rock and roll. It's not some cute kids playing a cute kid version of it. That's what I sort of, looking at a couple of videos and remembering the show last time, there's an intensity, you know, especially from whoever's on the drum kit. I noticed, you know, there's always this kind of proper bit of rock and roll, not anger, but intensity and power.
Yeah, you got to believe in what you're doing, otherwise people will know it's fake, you know.
Yeah.
If you're not into it, then, you know, people... they won't want to watch it, you know.
Yeah, and it's quite a nice sort of musical journey too, you know, through a few different sort of types of rock and roll. Is that still part of the show?
Yeah, I think because we grew up with all different kinds of music, you know, from like blues and funk and soul and everything, right? It all gets incorporated in, and because we're all songwriters as well, we all kind of write differently and take inspiration from like different areas, you know, of music. So, but I think we all play with the same passion.
Yeah, I did read the notes for Superscope, the new album, that it's what, love, sex, dancing, and a psychopath.
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, I think it's the same, like, with anyone where you've got different writers and different people inputting, it just ends up being like a mishmash of everyone's feelings, you know.
Do you study rock and roll at all? I mean, do you sort of look into the history and, you know, like, I don't know, like your Rye Cooters who look at a genre and try to revisit it and bring it to new listeners. Do you do any of that sort of thing?
Well, I've been collecting records ever since I was a kid, so I've always been interested in artists and who they played with and labels and stuff like that and what output people had. And I started out collecting blues and jazz records, and I still do, so, and I'm still discovering loads about it. And always, if people are interested, I show them, I say, yeah, check this out, or if you like this, you might like this and stuff. So yeah, I am big on that whole part of it. And Kitty as well is like that, you know. But Daisy's not so much like that. She'll just kind of like put something on and listen to it, and you know, not necessarily be so much inclined to see where it's come from and stuff, you know.
Yeah. Mick Jones from The Clash produced your third album, wasn't it? What was that like?
Yeah, that was great. I mean, that was kind of like one of those instances where it, like, I bumped into him at the Notting Hill Carnival, and we'd known him from around, you know. So I said, you know, do you want to produce maybe one track or something? And he ended up coming in, and like, he was there for the whole lot of it. And I mean, it's funny, like when you think about musicians and stuff, you always have this idea of how they are or whatever. But although I didn't have that with Mick, because I'd known him for a long time, but he's just a normal bloke, really. And you know, he'd turn up and we'd rehearse a lot of the time, and then he'd go and get a sandwich or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Like, come back, have a cup of tea and whatever else he had, you know. And that was that, you know. And we just make music and talk about music and stuff. And it, yeah, he's just a fantastic guy, you know.
And you guys have a very analog approach to recording and stuff. And I could even hear that on the MP3s that that I was listening to last night. It's really, really rich and warm. Is it, you know, what sort of equipment, guitars and stuff, are you using? Do you hunt around on tour? Do you, like, if you're in the States, do you go looking for guitars and that, or are you playing the same one you played when you were 10?
Yeah, well, I do play the same guitar that I've always played, which is a Gretsch guitar. And yeah, we are like heavily into our instruments, you know, and finding good instruments is like hard, and it's really fun as well. So yeah, Kitty's playing a Fender Stratocaster now, and you know, we use like Ludwig and Gretsch drums and stuff, so it is important. But you can't really find stuff as, like, not, I don't think, as much as you used to be able to, just because of the internet and stuff. Like, if someone's got an old guitar, they'll just Google it and go, oh right, okay, that's worth like, you know, £1,000 or whatever, and that's it. I think the days of like little junk shops and finding things are kind of, they're going, you know. But yeah, I mean, always keep an eye peeled, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You never know what you're going to run into, you know.
Are you part of a movement with that in the UK? You know, is there you know, a desire to have those beautiful old sounds and as a counter to so much digital stuff? And
I don't know. I mean, for me, it's I don't think it's really like a fad or a movement or anything, because to work with that, like with analog equipment and stuff, and tape recorders and things like that, it takes a long time to make it work and kind of understand. I've been into it my whole life, and so I've always been tinkering with bits of gear and fixing equipment and building equipment and stuff. And for me, it just came from that passion of electronics. I also happened to be into music, and I was like, okay, well, let's record on this and that, you know. And it wasn't so much. Yeah, go on.
You pressed the vinyl yourself too, didn't you?
Yeah, that's how I started out, was disc cutting. That's what I first became interested in, how to make records, you know. And so I started doing that when I was at school, and it was just a natural progression for the band to be like, well, okay, just cut it ourselves, you know.
potentially tricky question. Who runs the band, mate? Who's in charge?
You mean like musically? You know, no one's in charge.
Yeah.
Because it's a family. It's yeah. Like, I think everyone thinks they're in charge.
Yeah.
It's like, you know. But I mean, we've been working together for a long time now, so coming up like 17 years or whatever, or is it even more? I don't know. Yeah. So, but probably like I say professionally, like, you know, 15 years. So we've learned to make things work as a band and as a business as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's lots of people have kind of fallen into their own pockets of what they deal with. Like,
yeah,
there'll be someone who deals with, like, you know, buffering it through the agent, and someone who does the online stuff, and it's just kind of naturally worked out who does what, you know. But when it comes to music, where everyone, you kind of forget about that, and you have to come back to what it's about, you know.
It looks like fun. It must be fun for you to still be doing it, I guess.
That's why you do it in the first place, because of the fun, you know. I remember when we started playing as kids, like, my mum and dad were like, if you don't, anything you don't want to do, don't do it, you know. If you don't enjoy it, don't do it, you know. You can do something else, you know. So that is the thing, it has to be fun.
Well, I'm really looking forward to seeing you again. I was really excited to see that you're coming down, and even more excited to get to talk to you. But
cool, man.
It's bound to be a great show, because I mean, last time I was sort of just curious last time, and I came along and thought, wow, that is one of the best entertaining, fun nights of rock and roll that I've experienced, you know, because it is just...
Oh, thanks, man.
Well, it doesn't take itself too seriously either, you know. It's really, really good, and you're serious about it, but it's not, there's no posing, I think, is what, you know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like you say, you're having fun, there's passion in it, without being too forced, you know.
Yeah, I think, like, people can always quickly tell a knob on stage, you know.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that guy's just dressed up, and he's just, like, you know what I mean, he's spouting some bullshit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, so you can see it straight away, but...
Oh, and you do, I won't name any names, but they come through town, of course, as well. You're playing at the Black Barn down in Hawke's Bay first, that'll be nice.
Yeah, we played in Hawke's Bay before, on like a vineyard.
Yeah.
And ended up getting completely, like, fucking trashed, you know what I mean? Like, it was crazy, man. But yeah, so looking forward to going back there. My mum vomiting back on the plane on the way back, you know.
Oh dear.
Yeah,
Thanks for the chat, and I'll look forward to next Sunday night, and I hope you guys have a great tour and a great time.
Yeah, thanks, man. Do say hello, you know.
Yeah, I will. If I get a chance, I'll come say hey. I'm the idiot from the phone.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Tell you, baby, what you mean to me. You set my heart on fire, and you make me feel free. But I know someday will come, and maybe you'll leave me now and walk into the rising sun. Is it such a crime that I want to make you mine? Baby, you're so fine. Baby, you're so fine. Tell me, lady, what you think of me. Do you want it now, or will you leave me be? I need to know for my own sanity. Rock with me, I think you'll agree. Is it such a crime that I want to make you mine? Baby, you're so fine. Oh, baby, you're so fine. gonna roll your wagon wheel. Take my hand, walk with me. All I know, you won't give me no third degree. Is it such a crime that I want to make you mine? Baby, you're so fine. Oh, baby, you're so fine. Oh, baby, you're so fine. Oh, baby, you're so fine. You're so fine. Oh, baby, you're so fine. Oh, baby, you're so fine.
Baby, you're so fine.